In Illinois, Barack Obama has won the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. Obama hopes to become just the third black senator since Reconstruction, and he may be his party's best chance to win a Senate seat away from the Republicans in November. He'll face Jack Ryan, who won the Republican primary for the seat being vacated by retiring GOP Senator Peter Fitzgerald. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
State Senator and former civil rights lawyer Barack Obama surprised even his own campaign staff by winning 53% of the Illinois Democratic primary vote, trouncing six other candidates, including a statewide office holder and a self-financed multimillionaire. At his victory party downtown Chicago last night, Obama reminded thousands of supporters that early in the race, pundits didn't give him much of a chance.
There was no way that a skinny guy from the South Side with a funny name like Barack Obama could ever win a statewide race. 16 months later, we are here, and Democrats from all across Illinois.
Obama was able to energize his urban African-American base to a level surpassed in recent memory only by the campaigns of late Chicago Mayor Harold Washington in the 1980s. And Obama broadened his support to include white progressive Democrats in Chicago, its suburbs, and downstate, in the mold of late Illinois Senator Paul Simon, Obama campaign strategist David Axelrod.
If you have a base, you can compete in politics. If you can put two strong bases together, then you really have a prescription for victory.
The combination led Obama to outmuscle his next closest challenger, Illinois Comptroller Dan Hynes, who had been relying on the organizational strength of machine Democrats, including his father, Tom Hynes, one of Chicago's most powerful ward bosses. Obama will face Republican Jack Ryan in November, a former investment banker turned inner-city high school teacher who spent millions from his own fortune to beat seven other challengers. In claiming the nomination, Ryan told supporters his hard-fought win puts an end to those differences.
In a field of eight great candidates, this is a huge victory. And it shows that the Republican Party is back, and we're unified, ready for the general, and we will win in November.
Democrats have dominated in recent statewide elections, so winning Illinois' Senate seat is considered crucial for Democrats to have any chance to overturn the Republican majority in the Senate. Ryan's wealth allows him to remain competitive without needing national party resources, but his biggest liability may be his last name. Illinois Republicans have been rocked by scandals in recent years revolving around the state's indicted former governor, George Ryan, who is not related. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.